Chris Peebles conducted the textbook example of determining socio-political organization from burials at the Moundville site in Alabama. Moundville was occupied during the Mississippian period from around 1000 to 1500 AD. The site has 30 earthen mounds, most arranged in a circle around a large open plaza. Some of the mounds were used as residences for chiefs or others of high status, others as burial mounds. Excavations revealed that these were surrounded by a village and a long defensive wall. WP excavations in the 1930s uncovered more than 3,000 burials. In the 1970s, Peebles completed a comprehensive reanalysis of the burials and burial goods. He used a cluster analysis to put them into groups based on their location, mainly whether they were in mounds or not, and the types of grave goods that were present. His analysis demonstrated three main divisions. Segment C consisted of about two-thirds of the burial population. These people were buried away from the mound, except for a few in mounds. Most of the graves assigned to this segment had no grave goods. At best, some had one or two ceramic vessels. These were interpreted as lower status individuals, with the ones in the mounds interpreted as servants. Segment B consisted of around 250 people buried in cemeteries near mounds. These people tended to be buried with grave goods that were specific to their age and sex, men with stone axes, children with miniature pots. Peebles interpreted these as mainly adults of achieved status and their children. Segment A consisted of around 100 people. All of these were buried with copper, stone, or shell artifacts, and all were buried in mounds or in cemeteries near mounds. These were interpreted as higher status. Among these, Segment 1A consisted of 7 individuals buried in 2 mounds at the north end of the site, all with rare and valuable artifacts, especially copper axes. These were all male and interpreted as chiefs. But there were also children in this segment buried with copper and other exotics, and since children could not have earned status, people suggested that this was evidence of inherited status.